This episode of the Bob and Brian Binge is brought to you by Johnson Centrifugal Technologies. Looking for a new career with great benefits? Apply now at jctjobs.com.
A pet chimpanzee who appeared in TV commercials and shows got loose at a home at in Stamford, Connecticut, Monday afternoon, according to Stamford Police. Yeah, not what I was thinking either. I'm thinking somewhere out in Seven
Oaks. I would think
Oaks.
They'd all need to be kept in, like, California or Texas, something with weather closer to, you know, the home climate of the chimp. I don't see a lot of chimps
Connecticut.
In Connecticut and Berlin and Oslo. Look, it's the rare Osloian chimp.
What are those Japanese chimps or monkeys?
The bonobo
that hang around those hot springs.
So the
different,
macaques.
A different
yeah, I know. I'm asking.
Different animal.
His owner, Sandra Harold, who is 70, had called a friend over to help since...
What kind of fight can she put up if this monkey puts up any resistance?
Travis was misbehaving, she said. He had taken the keys to the car. The chimp was also trying to open car doors, which he apparently did to indicate that he wanted to go for a ride.
Okay,
so in chimp language.
How old is this chimp? Do we have an age?
Harold was able to coax Travis back to the house. Harold, and she's Sandra Harold. She gave him Xanax-laced tea to calm him down.
It's tea.
Right, coming out with a tray.
The monkey.
Why don't you have a seat and just watch telly? Watch the telly.
And he's like up on the mantle throwing pictures.
No, he's throwing his own crap at her. He's a monkey.
So the friend, Sharla Nash, who's 55, arrived minutes later, also of Stamford. The 200-pound chimp bolted outside and began brutally attacking Nash as she was getting out of her car, leaving her with severe facial injuries. They always go for the face.
Heard these are life-threatening.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Sandra Harold, by the way, the owner, who's 70, tried to stop the attack with a butcher knife and stabbed him.
How many times?
She's putting up some fight here.
How many times?
Several times, but it didn't
work.
Oh,
not enough, because the police had to shoot him when he tried to attack them when they showed up, right?
She called 911 when the officers arrived. They gave emergency medical personnel an armed escort to the victim to get at her.
Right.
Then police evacuated the area because there were children playing nearby. Imagine the disaster that. Travis then charged a police, smashed a car window, and opened the door to a police cruiser where the officer was taking cover. Great. The chimp that knows how to open the door.
What are we doing housing chimps in?
How would you like to live in that neighborhood where your neighbor has a 200-pound monkey living next door?
I'd take pit bulls.
Yeah.
I really would.
Okay, it's not a bad idea, but I don't think your pit bull stands much of a chance against this monkey.
No, I take living next to pit bulls
as opposed to living next to a
chimp.
Okay, yeah.
I might just get away with grazed calves and something like that as opposed to my face eaten.
On the other hand, perhaps.
All right.
You could use the chimp's intelligence against him.
Uh-huh. I wouldn't be thinking
like
that
tricking
quick.
Him into tea.
Yeah.
Xanax laced tea. He was on Xanax and they couldn't slow him down.
Right, you know, so I say, old bean, would you like a cup of tea?
As he's eating my face.
You can't do that with a pit bull. But the chimp might. Yes, I would like some tea. Why don't I have tea? I may have overreacted to the situation.
And in fact,
he's sipping those big chimp.
Travis is
counting on a ride this afternoon. It's ripping fun.
Quite unhappy. Now that my television career is over, I used to be somebody. Now here I am in this cage.
He's quite
I
a
can't
gent.
Stand it.
Day
after
day,
it's the same thing, throwing my own feces and eating out of the hole.
He was toilet trained. He dressed himself. He sat at the table and he drank wine.
That's why I think you might be able to use the chimp's culture and intelligence against him.
He could
the
use
pit
a
bull
computer
has none of this.
And a remote control.
Like when the chimp's coming at you, you could say, your tie is crooked.
Who is it then?
I should fix it immediately. There you go.
Don't it look silly.
Launch an attack. So disheveled. Feed myself out and remember who I am.
It wouldn't do on Savile Row, Travis.
It's probably what would work.
You're right.
So, the officer had to shoot Travis several times. Travis
is that a gun you're pointing at me? There's no need for this. I say put that down.
Then police followed a trail of blood through the house and found Travis dead in his living quarters in the back of the house.
The lights are going out. I fear I've breathed my last.
This is
Yeah, you can't do that with a pit bull.
No. That's why you get a monkey, hoping this will happen someday.
Right. He starred in Old Navy and Coca-Cola commercials, even appeared on the Maury Povich show. Oh, that's not very good.
When I had my gear shot on Maury, I told him about the shoot at Old Navy.
With that old lady, Diana Vreeland, I wonder.
Wow.
She was one of the big glasses, right?
Travis's owner suffered a heart attack.
Yeah, bet. 70 and having to go healed with a
monkey.
She
tried to stab her own monkey.
Yeah, she did stab her own monkey.
Ooh.
That's what we should call it.
I like that for an expression, too. I believe she stabbed her own monkey on the plane.